on this episode of The Commercial Break.
If you ask me today, Memorial Day 2025, whether or not I regret having a wise idea to do 12 episodes of The Commercial Break in a 24-hour period, I would tell you no. Nay, no, I do not, because my original idea was to do 24 episodes in 24 hours, to which my longtime and very faithful co-host said, fuck you. And cooler heads prevailed. I dug my heels in for a few days, but when she just flat out refused to go along with the idea, I figured it might be hard to do 24 episodes in 24 hours if I had no co-host. So, 12 of them. That's what we settled on. I still think there's a chance she might not show up, but I'm hoping you do. DCB's Endless Day at the end of this week, Saturday, May 31st. And in preparation for our big 12 episodes, we're missing one regular episode this week, so the math still isn't mathing. I intended to put out 16 episodes in 1 week, but now it's going to be 15, as we just could not record enough guests to have one play today for a TCB Infomercial Tuesday. So, in return, I give you a TCB classic. Every time I do that damn Carl voice, you know the one. Hey girl, it's Carl. That one. Based on the infamous preacher Carl Lentz, we get a slew of messages on our TCB hotline. 90% of them are from you, the good-natured listener who takes comfort in the laughable hypocrisy of megachurches. However, there is a small segment of the audience that gets really annoyed when I go after these guys and girls. I don't know, call me a throwback, call me a classic. I got a soft spot in my heart for the kind of satire that can actually open eyes to the world around us. Now, I don't place any importance on that satire that I'm doing. I just find it funny myself. We're throwing this back to April 15th. 2022, if you even remember that far back, when Chrissy and I reviewed me reviewing a documentary about Hillsong where Carl was a preacher. This is the first time that Carl voice makes an appearance, along with some other noteworthy commentary on megachurches in general. You'll also note in this episode that the actual commercial breaks inside of the commercial break, the liner where Rachel tells you how to find us on social media and our phone number, and the commercials that follow those liners actually just come out of nowhere. They're random places in the episode. Because this episode was made before we even had advertisements. That's how long ago this was. And yes, I do have to pay some bills, so you'll excuse me for dropping in a couple of advertisements. All right, enjoy this TCB classic, also known as Hey Girl, It's Carl. Episode 173, for those that are counting. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode, and at the end of the week for 12 or 13 fresh episodes. Enjoy!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. It's another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian. Best. I almost just said Happy New Year.
I told you. No. I gotta tell my daughter. No. And she'll go like this back to me. She'll finger wag back to me. If I tell her no, she'll finger wag. Mm-hmm. And if I tell my son no, he just does whatever the hell he pleases. Yeah. But he's a three-nager, and that's what we got to deal with. The best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need, in case you're wondering. That's it. Don't worry about those other commercial breaks.
Especially not the vlog.
This is not the commercial break you're looking to for. Yeah, the vlog that would have never seen the light of day until I decided to make it see the light of day. How bad? How bad was that? That was just
we both bad. Made fun of our younger selves.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all make mistakes. We're going to look back on this in 10 years and go, well, that's a fucking train wreck. We probably should have gotten jobs.
Hey, we're living in the moment.
Yes, Your Honor, in bankruptcy court. I was trying my best. Look at what it could have been. It could have been much worse, Your Honor. Right. Could have been much worse. So a lot of stuff to get to today. Let's jump right into it. You know, we just got back from having a little break, and so when I was on vacation, I didn't have access to my normal viewing activities.
Ooh,
I will say this about the Disney cruises. No TLC, no Discovery, no nothing.
Okay.
We'll say this about the Disney cruises. I have been on the much bigger cruise ships, and the internet was as if you were at your house. Mm-hmm. You can make phone calls. You could internet it. No problem. You could download, stream, do whatever you want. The Disney cruise had miserable fucking internet. You couldn't even get on a website.
That's
it took
for
like
a reason.
30 minutes.
They
of
want
course.
You to be out and about.
No, they want you to buy their internet program.
Oh, right.
That's what they want. Well, they block your phones. They have a phone blocker because we're not that far off the coast.
Right.
Like, I mean, you can
like
pick
the
up
Bahama area.
Yeah,
right?
You can pick up cell phones in Miami until you're probably 30 or 40 miles away, I would imagine. I'm not a technologist, but I imagine that's how it goes.
Yeah, no.
They black your fucking cell phone, and then they tell you you got to buy, you know, 300 megs for $30. You know what 300 megs is? It's like one really good selfie is what that is. And so someone sends you a text message with a fucking picture in it, and you're fucked. You just spent
$30.
I know. Anyway, I didn't have any, but that's okay. I wasn't there to watch TLC.
Sure.
I had to do plenty of that here in the studio.
Yeah.
When
you
I
had
got
withdrawals just a little bit.
Little back. Little bit.
Little bit.
Little tadsy titsy bit.
Teensy teener.
Just a teeny titsy teen. But when I got back, I was inundated with news and television that I had not yet had an opportunity to watch. I turned on my go-to TLC Discovery app. First of all, are you not watching the new 90 Day the Other Way?
No, but there is one that's on Netflix that's the follow-up to Love is Blind.
I saw that, but we didn't like it. We watched one episode, and
I was kind of like, but I'm going to give it a shot. I thought it's something that we could discuss.
Okay.
I'll
keep going through it.
The premise of it is pretty crazy.
It's fucking whacked. And I told Astrid, here's the premise of it. I won't give away anything about the first episode, but here's the premise is that five or six couples...
It's the same host. The
same host. Vanessa and Lachey. And the premise is that five or six couples that are on the verge of either break, it's like they're giving them an ultimatum. Either we're breaking up or we're getting married.
Yes.
One of the two. And so.
And it could be the girl or the guy that's giving the ultimatum.
Yeah. And so they discuss all that on the first episode. And then for 3 weeks, you pick another partner.
Yes.
So there's 12 people.
To try out.
You pick another partner and you try them out and you decide if you really want to be with the first partner, which is absolutely fucking wackadoodle.
It
makes no sense. There's no real life application for this. This is just a drama. This is just a shit-stirring show, which I get it. That's what Netflix needs to do in order to drive ratings. I don't hear the same kind of scuttlebutt about this as we did about Love is Blind in either season. But I watched the first episode, and it's just so unbelievable to me that I can't get into it. And here's what I told Astrid when we watched, like within 3 minutes of the show. I said, not one of these couples is not already broken up. They're already broken up.
Probably.
And they're coming on here as like a last-ditch effort or because they want some fame. Because you do not send this person that you're ready to get married to into a home to live with some hot fucking stud for the next 3 weeks and see if, you know, his dick happens to make it into your vagina.
I already see some jealousy happening.
Oh, of course.
You know, the one girl came over and sat down right at the table that the new girl and guy were talking. Yeah.
I read somewhere,
I won't watch it. There's plenty of content I can focus on.
I want to give this disclaimer again. There are lots of shows and programs that you can go to get fucking facts. This is not one of them. Do not take anything that we say here with any degree of seriousness because we do not know what we're talking about. We're two friends as if we were sitting at a bar shooting the shit and one of us really doesn't know what facts are. And that's me. So let me explain. I read somewhere that... So let me explain.
Similar to what do you call the place where the captain of the boat sits?
Starboard.
You said that.
Starboard.
Starboard.
I think that's the right side of the ship. So
the cockpit.
The cockpit. Yeah, that's not it either. That's a plane. I read somewhere.
The galley.
The galley is the front of the, is like the place where you walk in. I don't know. I still can't remember. It's the, I don't know what it's called. The thing, the place where the people are, you know, it's in the, at the helm. They're at the helm.
They're at the helm of
the ship.
I
don't think that's what you call it either.
Anyway,
I read that non-monogamous relationships are becoming like consensual non-monogamy is becoming very popular with the younger generation.
Yes, it is.
I'm not one who believes that you should be monogamous for the rest of your life if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You should do whatever the fuck makes you feel good, right? If that your truth, if where you live in your own head and your space is that I don't want to be stuck with one person for the rest of my life or at any time in my life,
right?
God bless you. But I see this turning out really badly.
It takes two really strong
people
to have a lot of like therapy and working through that to
I see a
allow
lot of,
that.
A lot of rage happening in these younger kids. Yeah. And I don't know, but any relationship that I've been akin to, like that I've seen in my own life where they decide they're going to do consensual non-monogamy, it's just another word for our relationship isn't working. Let's try something really fucking drastic. And it never worked. Mm-hmm. Never. Not once. Not once have I seen it work out. And I can, you and I could probably name 10 people right now and you would know who they were.
Yeah.
You already know who they are. Yeah. Okay. So I get back from the cruise and then I got a whole thing of to watch. And one of the things that pops up on there is a documentary series on Discovery, 3-part documentary series on something called the Hillsong Church, which I've been watching this story for years.
Yeah, it's been unfolding for years.
The Hillsong Church, let me give you a little brief, I'll give an explanation, right? Okay. And I actually wrote some things down so I don't get them wrong, right?
Facts.
Yeah, because I know that some people who are listening who have ever been to the Hillsong Church might be upset if I get it wrong, so I won't get it wrong. The Hillsong Church is a breakaway church from a Pentecostal type, like evangelical Christian church based in Australia.
Australia. Yeah. I thought that was okay. I would have gotten that right.
Guy comes from New Zealand named Houston, and him and his son, Brian Houston, they start this, you know, evangelical church in Australia. Then Brian breaks off and starts another church that eventually ends up becoming the name Hillsong Church.
Okay.
Named Hillsong because of the band that was playing at the church was called Hillsong, right? Okay. So Brian's, his father has this very traditional.
They should have called it 33 Penis.
They should have called it 33 Penis Church. I'm the 33P pastor. Son, is that up?
If they'd only known about your band.
If they'd only known about us, then then Hillsong would have, they'd still be going strong to this day. But they're not. And I'll tell you why. Brian breaks off. He starts this more younger version of the church,
like
relaxed, not so Pentecostal, not so brimstone and fire. And he realizes something. He realizes that the music that's being played at the church, which is a little bit more forward thinking than most of
edgier.
Yeah, like repeating all of the same old hymns and maybe putting a little razzle dazzle on it, is not what everybody's into. What they're into are these big ballad swooping songs that are very popular at the time, 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So Brian catches on to this and he goes, or the people at Hillsong catch on to this and they say, there's a formula, right? It's the music that is doing
drawing
something.
Drawing people in.
And I'll tell you what it is. Music is scientifically able to change your emotion based on certain chord progressions. There's a whole thing called music theory that lots of people study in college where you can actually manipulate how someone feels if given the right circumstances based on chord progressions.
It makes sense whenever I'm in a certain mood. If I kind of want to change it, I listen to music.
Yeah. And if you listen to an upbeat, happy chord progression, major chord progressions, then you're going to feel good. If you listen to major, minor chord progressions and they swoop, they like it, it goes from soft to loud, you're going to feel, it could be a religious experience, could be considered a religious experience. You're getting chills.
Yeah.
You know, think of Celine Dion singing some like huge, hitting some huge high note in a minor key after a major, like, you know, you go, you know, or Adele, Whitney Houston. All of us who've been to a concert can probably describe a religious type experience at a concert because music does that to us.
Yes.
And I do believe there is some God in music. Like there is some universe, you know, computer in the sky, whatever spirit, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that music is a communication tool that we don't quite understand
yet. Through the ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kids can learn how to read faster if there's music set to it. There's a whole thing. Right? It's a thing. Something goes on with music and it really hits us at our core.
It does.
It's a communication tool that we don't quite understand all the power of. But what people who are in the know have been doing for many years, and especially preachers, is they, like if you go to a Benny Hinn, you know who Benny Hinn is?
No.
Okay. Benny Hinn is this like huge evangelical preacher on TV. And he's the guy who will like hit you on the head and then tell you you're cured of MS or some bullshit.
Right.
Stuff that's never been true, right? It's all bullshit. It's fake. It's a big show. But he puts on this big show, big lights, big show. And what he does is he starts the music the second you walk in the door and he swoops to a crescendo an hour later. Yes.
Yeah.
You have been manipulated. Your mind is in a totally different headspace and you think this stuff is happening and it's because of God when maybe, right? But probably the more realistic answer is that it has been designed to
do that.
So.
Yeah.
Hillsong catches on to this. And they start doing this with regularity and super effectively. Now, I'm about to do something that I'm not going to put this on YouTube, but I'm about to do something that I have never done at the commercial break. And that is I am going to play a song because I want to play this song.
Okay.
And I want you to hear this song. All right. This is Oceans by the Hillsong Band. There's a girl who's singing this who's got a very incredible voice, but this is this is a live version of this. All of their live songs are 7 to 12 minutes long. They all start out very hypnotically and then they move into this crazy, you know, callback, you know, I sing a verse, you sing a verse, mm-hmm. I sing a verse, you sing a verse back to the audience. And listen to this song and tell me that if you listen to this for like 15 minutes straight, you wouldn't feel some kind of emotion either.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Ready? Let's play this. This is called Oceans, I Walk by the Side or some shit. And this is just as good as any popular music that's out there today.
Starting slow.
Of course. It's and listen, look, it's 8 minutes long.
Come on, sing it.
Tonight's your prayer. Sing your prayer to me. Feel it in your bones. Look at my body. This chord progression is known as major minor chord progression, okay. I think, right? And so what it's doing is it's hitting on a note that sounds happy and familiar, and then it's moving down to a note that sounds more dramatic and sad.
Look how many people are there.
There's 10,000 fucking people in this video. You got to see this video, but I'm not going to put out, but you got to see it because YouTube will just demonetize it anyway. Okay, now I'm going to fast forward. Get it?
Okay, right? I get it.
Now
yeah.
This builds for another.
Oh, right. They've got the drums coming in, the xylophones.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole orchestral thing,
yeah.
Right? Now I'm going to fast forward about 3 minutes in the song.
And they've got some hypnotic looking stuff going on in the back, too.
Okay. Now listen, here's the callback and response. Uh-huh. They sing this over and over again. Oh, sorry.
Guitar is coming in.
It's getting louder. It's getting faster. Look at these people. They are hypnotized.
They are.
This crescendos into some craziness.
Boom.
Yes. Boom. Just like your favorite song would do, right?
Yep.
And they do it again, over and over again. Crescendo, crescendo, crescendo. Louder and louder, faster and faster, more instruments. You are totally mesmerized and
right,
hypnotized.
You're in it.
Right. And it's hip and it's cool. And it's not the same things that your parents were singing. It is something completely different,
yeah.
Right? This is not the hymns of the church. This is modern music. Mm-hmm. This is Adele. This is Whitney Houston. This is whoever.
Yeah.
So they get these fucking young kids wrapped up in this craziness. Brian Houston starts this and it starts out small. He puts it in the middle of a major metropolitan city in Australia and he starts treating it almost like a nightclub. It's an event.
Right. Yeah.
Church starts at 7:30 p.m. It goes till midnight. There's a red carpet that you're walking. Like it's an event. It's a concert. Multi-million dollar stage productions. It's mainly music with a charismatic preacher. And so he breaks out and decides he starts a college. Like this church starts to get huge. People are going fucking bananas. Do you know how many plays that one video that I just showed you has? 486 million plays on YouTube. There's over a million likes on that video. That's insane. The amount of money they're generating just from one video is insane. So now Brian decides he's going to open up a church in the United States in downtown New York.
Yeah.
And instead of getting a church space, he gets a live music venue. And that's where he puts the church every Sunday at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And he gets this charismatic preacher named Carl Lentz. Carl Lentz is the guy that we've seen with Justin Bieber, Kendall Jenner, all these celebrities. Young, super smoking hot guy, dresses to the nines.
Right. And beautiful wife and kids, the perfect, hip, cool.
Hip, cool.
He cusses a little, I think, right?
Yeah, he cusses. He'll tell you, you know, don't let God fucking get away from you. You know, and people are like, oh, he's us. He's like us.
Yeah.
people in New York go crazy about this.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Because they know that any place that there's a line for 100 with 150 people waiting to get in is the place they want to be.
And Justin Bieber.
And Justin Bieber, that's right. And it starts getting almost, this guy has more fame than anybody in this particular like preacher circle, right?
Yeah.
He starts getting Secret Service-like security. People come in and they'll do like a sweep of the facilities before he shows up. He's talking in front of 25,000 people. The music's playing. People are going crazy.
Yeah.
They've got VIP sections. They start bringing like, they'll have 35 named celebrities in the front row. And, you know, all the pleons have to sit in the back. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. They're selling records. They're having donation box that's getting full to the fucking gullet, and Carl
paying
Lentz
no taxes,
paying no taxes, and buying property all over the world. And Carl Lentz is the superstar of this show. Brian Houston's doing his thing in Australia, but it's really Carl Lentz in America, mm-hmm. who is just having a fucking grand old time, right? You want to hear a little bit of Carl? You want to hear him talk a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, let's look at this guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, handsome dude. I mean, that dude is like, he's like the sting of preachers.
He is the sting of preachers. He even has the lower cut tank top.
Oh, yeah. I want to have sex with this guy. I'm just sharing that information out loud.
A red leather jacket.
Dating advice. You ready for this? Find somebody who is occupying their street, not watching you occupy yours.
I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good to me.
Holler back at a player if you see him in the street.
What?
I'm just 100% convinced about whatever he said. I don't know, but I'm convinced.
But holler back.
Yeah, he's hot. He's cool. He's hip. He's got a little bit of attitude in his voice. You hear that voice, like the kids talk. Holler back at a player if you see him on the street. You see my Yeezys? That's $75 million. I got them. Yeezy gave them to me. Flew them to me on a private jet. This guy is like a rock star amongst rock stars.
He is.
You'll make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We love to hear your voice because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials at The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch, oh, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video, youtube.com/The Commercial Break and tcbpodcast.com for all the info on the show, your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date with my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
One of the things he's really known for is giving a lot of dating advice, like advice. And it's all about purity, 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 purity. He shames people who have sex before marriage.
I can guess where this goes.
You see where this is going? It's where it goes every fucking time.
Every time.
And that is whatever someone's talking about, they're not doing, they're doing themselves.
Exactly.
It's like, thou dost protest too much. And Carl was doing a little bit too much protesting about his 33 pee-pee, if you know what I mean. He was saying purity, purity, purity. Let's listen to his dating advice.
Find somebody who's occupying their street, not somebody watching you occupy yours. I have a belief with my daughters. My daughters are like, Dad, when is it going to be a good time to date? I'm like, never, girl. You're going to live here until you're 70.
Why? Because I am also sleeping with a lot of young women.
Your friends.
I do not want to run into you at the club and hit on you on accident. Right. Carl is on fire. This is when he's a little bit younger too. He had at one point he had like the long, you know, longer hair and he had man bun.
But I think dating for the most part.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, he did man bun.
I think so. Yeah.
Do something about it. That's the first thing. So if you're occupying your street and you're doing great things, if you're in high school, for instance, I don't know who you're dating and what you're doing because that guy you're dating, he ain't got no job. He has nothing to offer you just yet. I think it's a good idea to occupy your
shoes. Dude. He's like super strict about dating. He's like, he would publicly.
Well, just because the guys don't have a job. Well, what are you saying? Go get a sugar daddy?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, second of all, you're in high school. What do you want me to do? I got to like pass my classes. Unless you're going to be like Brian and work at McDonald's 40 hours a week while you're going to high school. There's a famous picture of this guy. in the famous picture is him and Justin Bieber. I don't have the picture. The famous picture is him and Justin Bieber.
Like walking.
Yeah, they had just played basketball or something. They're walking. And both of them have their shirt off. Well, Justin has like an open shirt and he has his shirt completely off. Carl Lentz does. And his pants are right in that like man runway. You know what I'm talking about? Those two little muscles that go down there that are pointing in the direction of your flaccid cock. You know what I'm saying? It's a street
sign.
The V. Yeah, the V. It's a neon V just pointing directly to the happy zone. And Justin looks like a fucking schleb next to Carl Lentz. Justin looks like your fat old dad on the beach when you were embarrassed that he was still wearing socks on the beach. When he's next to Carl Lentz, who looks like a man god. Guy is like Jesus Christ reincarnate. And the thing about Carl Lentz is, why, as a preacher, would you ever be walking around the streets of downtown New York with your, you know, vocational V hanging out? You just don't do that. You just don't do that. It's not V for victory. It's V for vaginas go here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You get where I'm going with this? Like, why else would you be? Know there's paparazzi going to take pictures of you.
Yeah, no, that's the reason he was looking like that.
This is a story that has been told so many times, it's not even funny. Now, I watched this documentary knowing some other things about Hillsong that I think are much more serious than Carl Lentz being a douchebag, right?
Well, didn't it just come out, though, that he was very, I mean, he and his wife are getting divorced. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, he was cheating. And
it turns out that Carl Lentz happened to be sleeping with a couple different people while he was talking about purity and all this other bullshit.
And fame got to his head.
And at first I was like, well, who really fucking cares? Okay, the guy cheated on his wife. Like, I mean, people cheat on their wives all the time. He got fired in this big public firing, and Brian Houston, like, you know,
distanced himself
and said, listen, there'd been some red flags for a while, and I don't want to get into it, but basically this is the camel that broke the straws back. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes here at the commercial break, just twisting words. And so, but my initial thought was, that seems awful fucking dramatic for like a relatively common offense, right? Maybe they could have spun it like, you know, Carl's going to go away for a little while.
He's going to get redeemed.
Him and Tiger are going to go to, vagina addiction classes sex rehab, you know, the bullshit that they say they're doing. And then he'll come back and he'll continue to sleep with people. Just keep it more on the down low this time. But that's not what happened. It was like a big fucking blow up. And Carl himself said, I did wrong. You know, I'm stepping away, whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he continued to like really creepily pursue some of these women on the backside. Like when he said he
on
had
their backside.
Well, that's exactly what he was thinking about. Yeah. He would send them like 3-minute long videos where he'd be like, hey, girl, I'm just, you know, I'm thinking about you. He'd be in the car and like, hey, girl, I'm just thinking about you. Me and the Lord were rolling down the highway. I got my vocational V hanging out. You know what I'm talking about. I just got back from, you know, doing a little workout at Beeb's house. I was showing him how he gets his vocational V back. So, you know, Beeb's getting a little flabby. So I was thinking about you, and I just want to know if it's okay to think about you. If it's okay to think about you, let me know. That's, he was saying things like that, right? Real creepy. And he's like, and if it's okay, I'll stop by your house every once in a while. You know, knock on the door, surprise kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like real creepy, creepy bullshit.
He did a really good impression.
Thank you, Holy. It's me, Carl Lentz. Hey, what's up, girl? It's me, Carl. Shit, me and the Lord just rolling down the street, my 5-0, you know what I'm talking about? Listen, I was thinking about you. I got my little Lord here. I got my walking staff, and we're going through the desert 40 days, 40 nights. You know, I got a little trouble for, you know, sending those pictures out, reply all. You know what I'm talking about, girl. So Beeb's writing a song for you. I'm going to send it to you a little bit later, but you don't mind if I stop by your house, your work, your parents' house, do you? Just going to check out, see what's going on. I'm going to bring some security over. We're going to lock you down. Lock it down like we did last night. You know what I'm talking about, girl? Do me a favor. Don't tell anybody about this. You know, I'm going to put it on video and send it to you, but don't tell anybody about it. Right, you know what I'm talking about? It. Yeah, I might get in a little trouble. I'm married. I don't know if I told you that, but don't worry about it. I'm with the Lord. The Lord walks with me. I'm walking with the Lord, my Savior. Remember that song, that girl singing Oceans, 435 million billion views? I wrote that for you, girl.
Girl.
Girl. It's me, Carl.
It's big Lance and little Lance. Big car, little car, just here shouting out to you, girl. I got my Yeezys. I got my Chanel scarf wrapped around my vocational V. You know what I'm talking about, girl. V is for victory. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can I get an amen? Listen, do me a favor. Don't post this one on Instagram like you did last time. Appreciate it, girl. You know the NDA I had you sign? Don't worry about it, girl. I'll rip it up. I'm going to leave my wife here in a couple months. Run away and get married. Okay, so that's all for now, I guess. You know, I'm just trying to chill. I'm just like, so if it's okay that I call you, you let me know. You call me, you tell me that it's okay to call you when I'm thinking about you. But, you know, because I'm hurting. The Lord has a big hole in my soul right now. And I got to fill my tummy. I got to fill my tummy with that girl love. You know what I'm talking about. This, you know, it's hard for me to preach on a full dick.
Oh, my God. I just almost spit my life. That was a good Carl performance.
Thanks. I appreciate it, girl. I got to go. I'll talk to you later. It's me, Mr. Carl. I'll talk to you later.
So Carl has a big blow up at the whole church, and you know how it goes. It's it's a whole to-do, right? But that is not the worst of the offenses. So now this is like a year ago.
Yeah.
That this happens. But what is really going on behind the scenes is that Frank Houston, I think his name is Frank Houston. Frank Houston, who is Brian Houston's father, who originally brought the church to Australia from New Zealand.
Okay.
Was actually having sex with young boys in the original church. And Brian Houston covered it up for years and years and years. Like, they found out about it. It became a thing, but essentially it just slapped him on the wrist and told him to, you know, go away. Don't come back to the church. And please don't be in any other positions that may put you in front of children. Well, of course,
I bet he listened.
That didn't happen. Yeah. He didn't listen. And nor did Brian Houston try and stop him.
Right.
Now, you know, that's a complicated relationship. I understand son and father and all that whole bullshit. But recently, like this week, all of the sudden, some of these Hillsong churches across the United States, 50% of them, by some estimations, just closed the doors or changed their name. They moved away from Hillsong because they don't want to be associated, including the one here in Atlanta, right? They said, we're no longer going to be Hillsong. We're changing our name. The preacher is taking it somewhere.
When in doubt, just rebrand.
I mean, hey, girl, I'm changing my name to Dan Wentz. Used to be Carl Lentz. It's now Dan Wentz. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back at church. Don't you worry. So here's my point. When we start putting these people on pedestals, right? When we start, Blue wants to get into the conversation.
Honestly, Blue has some thoughts.
Blue's in 33 of the 170 episodes that we've done.
Hey, Blue, can you shut up while we're recording? Thanks.
No, fuck you.
And then she, when I go out there, she just goes around.
She's so fat. She's like, that goes on all night in my house.
Oh, Lord.
So now, I swear to God, I'm about to go out there. I'm about to lose my shit.
Hey, Blue, it's Carl. It's Carl Lentz. Hey, could you shut up for the Lord? I'd appreciate it. Thanks, girl. Thanks, girl. Could you chill out for the Lord? I'd appreciate it. You know, there's doggy heaven, too. You might go there soon.
So all these churches close. Here's the point. When we put earthly things in our unearthly positions, this always fucking happens. Yeah, you want to know why? Because people are human. Now, diddling little boys, fucking acceptable on in anybody's mind. I think anybody with a right mind on their shoulders will agree with me on that point. Sleeping with somebody that's not your wife, that's, I think, a much lesser offense. And I understand that, you know, people do things, like shit happens. And Carl couldn't control himself.
But when you're
himself.
Preaching one thing and doing the other.
And doing the other. It's so fucking hypocritical. Yeah, but this happens all the time. When are we going to learn our fucking lesson? Be spiritual, not religious. And if religion helps you, God bless you. Then keep on going to your religion. You're going to your corner church and you love it and you love the people. It's community. It's family to you.
Right.
Keep on doing your thing. But don't get caught up in all this bullshit. Don't get caught up in these crazy characters who beg for your money.
Yeah, they're these charismatic you know, people that get up there and just hypnotize people.
And then they're flying around brand new 747s that are macked out with, you know, fucking Gucci logos. And you're still trying to make rent.
Two planes.
Yeah, yeah. Because one didn't do it. And you're still trying to make rent and cutting a $100 check to these people every week. Don't do it. Don't get caught up in the bullshit.
I love that show, The Righteous Gemstones. It's so good. It makes fun of this entire thing.
So I'm just putting a cap on all this. I just want to update people on the Hillsong. The documentary is fascinating. I think I just told you most of the story, so I'm probably taking a lot of the bite out of the three-part miniseries, but it's fascinating. Okay. Discovery Plus, it's one of the ones that I recommend that you watch, and it's well done, too.
Okay.
Because at first you're like, oh, who fucking cares? A preacher slept with somebody. Big deal. You know, happens all the time. But then it gets a little deeper, and you're like, oh, I see. There's it's a whole fucking thing. Yeah. Okay. Now, before we let everybody go, I wanted to end on a funny note since I knew this was going to be a little bit more serious. I didn't know Carl was going to show up. I thought it was going to be more serious. You want to hear a drunk preacher?
Yes.
Just a drunk ass preacher.
Yes, please.
Just a man who was drunk who just decided to get up there and sing to the Lord. Praise. This is where Carl Lentz is going to be in 5 years from now. This is the church Carl Lentz is currently at.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
You ready? Okay, this is what I call drunk preacher. Thanks to Whack Jobs for Jesus for the video. Here we go.
He's been dipping into the wine.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hoi, 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 hoi.
Hoi, 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 hoi,
Jesus.
Arn. Arn. Do you remember Arn? Arn. That's the nudist, folks. The American Association of Recreational Nudeness. I don't know. Arn.
Hey, girl. I just wondered if you wanted to go to Arn with me tomorrow night. So I don't have a job anymore. I figured you've got some free time on your hands. What's up, girl? You want to go to Arn with me?
Thanks, Carl.
That nudist colony was hilarious. We were calling him by the wrong name.
Yeah, it was Arnt. We kept on saying Arnt, and it was like Aaron or something. I don't know. Who knows? More shenanigans from TCB.
Yes, Lord. I've learned a quick prayer. I'll teach it to all you really quickly. Okie dokie, Lord.
Okie dokie, Lord. Here comes that Jack Daniels back up the other way. Okie dokie. I can feel the Lord in my gut.
Oh, no.
I can feel the Lord in my gullet.
Does he turn off?
No.
Okie dokie. Lord, I love your heavy, drunken glory. Lord, I love it. Lord, thank you, Father, for more of the heavy, weighty, drunken glory in this house today.
Look, this guy is like the dude you meet at the local
the bar,
dive bar.
Yeah.
He's got the full-on 90s goatee.
Oh, yeah. It's long.
Yeah,
too.
It's long. That's a Jerry Cantrell goatee.
Is it an actual goatee?
Yeah, it's a goatee.
It just
it doesn't have, but it doesn't have the mustache.
it just stops it's at like the corner of the lips.
I don't know what you call that. You call that Alice in Chains. That's what I call that. It's an Alice in Chains. It's a sound garden. That's what it is. And then he's got the pants that are riding on the victory V right there.
Oh, yeah. They're about to fall down.
Yeah. And that shirt hasn't been washed in a couple weeks. His wife won't let him back in the house. He's just a mess.
Yeah.
Favorite little bit of you, Jesus, is the bliss, is the joy. Oy, oy, oy. You know, Isaiah 35.
Oy, oy, oy.
Isaiah 35.
Oy, oy, oy. What is that? Is he calling aliens?
I don't know. He's having a good time.
Oing, oing, oing. Oing, oing, oing. Calling all humans. Oing, oing, oing. Oing, oing, oing. We watched a video. We know how to communicate with the humans. Oing, oing, oing. Oing, oing, oing.
So silly.
You will be overtaken by... That means taken over by joy. That means possessed by joy.
Oing, oing, oing.
Oing, oing,
oing. Good Lord. Oing, oing, oing. Oh, my goodness.
Does he have black nails?
Thank you, Lord.
No, I think that's just a shout. Okay. I think that's just a high-quality studio TV.
I thought he was really trying to be cool with the black nails.
No, oing, oing, oing.
That's the sound garden of it.
Oing, oing, oing.
The teaching gift.
Whoa.
I now have a good gift of getting struck mute in the middle of a service. One of those few guest speakers that you invite in, and then you may not be able to speak.
Is he a guest speaker? That's even funnier. Well,
hey, Bob, I really like what Joe's doing up there. Sign him up again. He's holding his stomach like he just had a big steak dinner. He's about to fart. That's how I hold my stomach after Thanksgiving. I'm like,
we
or Taco
do.
Bell.
We all do.
Oing, oing, oing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Well, today, we just thank you, Lord. We have these little fat Friar Tuck bartender angels that travel around with us, and they wheel in the barrels from heaven.
What?
Some healing angels that come. But let me tell you,
bartenders?
This guy has such a guilty conscience. He can't stop talking about alcohol. He's like, I'm so drunk with your glory. The fat little elf bartenders rolling free bottles of Jack Daniels behind the pew.
The Lord's blood.
Yeah. The Lord's blood. Tequila.
These little fat Friar Tucks, they start yanking on your arms. You better watch out. You know, we need a little help around here. I think it's okay to talk about the angels in the church. Amen? Yoing, yoing, yoing. Help. We need somebody. Help. I mean, if we think we can get let's just focus on Jesus. Don't talk about the angels.
Bring it back to Jesus.
Yeah, bring it back to Jesus.
Where everything goes back.
In his mind, Joe, you're killing it. You're killing it. They don't know anything. It's the best sermon you've ever given.
Exactly.
You're the next Lentz.
Right. Oh, yeah, he is.
Just on Jesus. Don't talk about human beings or animals or any other creature the Lord's created. I think maybe we need to learn a little bit more about the spirit realm.
Oy, oy, oy. I love this guy. This is like watching.
Who is this?
I don't know. This is like me 15 years ago at your house on a Saturday afternoon. Oy, oy, oy. All right, don't talk about her. Don't call her. Don't call that girl.
Right.
Oing, oing, oing.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Whoa. Lord, I want to do it your way. I want to do it the highway. I want to do it the right way. I want it to get done. Oing, oing.
Oing, oing.
Yeah. Look, that woman in the front's like, yeah, speak.
Praise Jesus.
Preach.
Yeah, preach. He's our Savior. When do they sing the ocean song? Excuse me, question. Is this the church where they sing oceans? No? Oing, oing, oing. People will believe anything.
Yeah.
Teresa Caputo, drunken preacher.
So all I have to say, I mean, I like miracles. We were in Cleveland, Ohio. A lady's plastic eye, glass eye, I don't know, artificial eye, she began to see through it. We were in San Diego.
She began to see through her glass or plastic, whatever plastic. It was.
We're in Cleveland, some chick with fake tits. I was able to feel them after a couple glasses of God's love. Oh, you're going. Glass eye, I'd be able to see through it.
Oh my God.
Please. If you still have one good eye. Not a miracle.
You know, California, a guy wouldn't. I mean, we see deaf ears open up all the time, but this guy with no hole in his ear started to hear, right? And he still didn't have a hole in his ear. He heard, but no hole. The hole didn't grow. He just got his hearing with no parts. couple weeks ago. I'm just going to tell
he's
you.
He's just throwing out.
He's just like random. It sounds like me. Yeah. It's like an episode of the commercial break.
Yeah, no facts.
One time I had sex with a sales stripper.
no facts needed.
No. Nope. They just believe him. Just, yeah. Everybody at the front
this
row.
This happened.
Yeah.
It was in Cleveland, though. Wasn't here.
Cleveland.
Wasn't here.
Just a couple weeks ago, I was, you know, how many of you guys know have heard Jeff's bilocation story where he showed up two places at once?
Right. The way that video cut out, it sounded like by location story where Jeff shit once, two places. Let's go back to that. I want you to hear how that cut out just a little bit and how it sounded like it was Jeff shit. Ready? Here we go. Okay, listen to this again.
I could tell you guys a few stories to whet your appetite. Just a couple
weeks
ago.
Whet your appetite.
I was, you know, how many of you guys know have heard Jeff's by location story where he shit up two places at once?
Or he shit up two places at once.
More than one place at a time. Like you show up, two of you, two Johnnies, two Jeffs, right? So we've been pressing in for this for a while. Lord, we want to bilocate, revelate.
We want to bilocate. I want to bilocate.
I want to bifurcate. I want to buy low, sell high. I want to buy at lows. I want to.
Can I sign up for the bilocation program?
Sale at Home Depot. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. Black Friday, Green Tuesday. Not even sure. Boing, 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 boing. This is what my boner sounds like in the morning. Boing, 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 boing.
That's the Lord.
That's the Lord. That's Amen. Spirit running through me. That's spirit. Spirit's giving me a boner. That means I got a boner. Boing, boing, boing.
Heaven, just give it all to me. I want everything, Lord God. I want everything from it. Just pour it out. Dump it on, you know, I want it. And so
yeah, wow.
For a while, I showed up in Ireland, although I was in Georgia. This just happened a few weeks. Happened actually on my birthday in August. Just over to your neighbor.
This guy needs mental help. Oh, this guy needs mental help.
It happened on my birthday. I showed up in Ireland, and the Lord made me drink all the Guinness that was there. Yeah,
that's how it happens, Chrissy. That's what happens.
It just happened to me on my birthday.
Hey, girl. Speaking of your birthday, what you doing? What you doing next Tuesday?
Let's go to Ireland.
Let's go to Ireland, girl. I'm sending you this video. Do me a favor. Don't give it to anybody else except for the New York Post. Thanks, girl. It's me, Carl. Big Carl, little Carl. Out.
They do that. Ow.
Love you, girl. Love you, girl.
Love
oh, my
you,
God.
Boy.
Fails, never fails. Every single time we talk about a preacher on this show, they're doing whatever they're telling everybody else not to do.
Yep.
Every single fucking time.
Every time. Yeah.
Drunk with your love. Drunk with your love, Lord. Drunk with your love. Well, yeah. What else can I say?
It was a good day back.
It was a good day back. Thanks,
cheers.
Chrissy. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Good to have it. Everything is right with the world. Great to be back.
Yes.
Chrissy and I are going to be at PodFest the last weekend
May.
Go to PodFest.com. Go to PodFest.com. If you want free tickets, I'm going to link it in the show notes. If you're interested in the podcast industry whatsoever, you're a casual observer, you want to get into it, you are into it, go to PodFest. You can see Chrissy and I are going to be there all day on Friday, and we're going to be doing a live episode of The Commercial Break as a presentation, which is going to be a ton of fun. Special guests, lots more to happen at PodFest, the good people over at PodFest. So that's a live appearance that we're making that if you'd like to
join
us.
Down in Orlando.
Yeah, please do. Otherwise, you'll have to see us at our next 33 P. Pastor event. Yo, girl. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
Just look for me. V for victory. My V is more like a B. I got a B. I look more like, what was that guy's name in your video? Pullman, what was
Plumlee.
His name? Plumlee. I'm more like a Plumlee. I got more of a Plumlee figure than a Lance figure. I got a rolling B all the way down to glory. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Rolling on in. Amen, brother.
Yeah, amen, brother. Here's what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com. More information about Chrissy and I, all the show notes, all the audio, all the video, now full episodes and clips every single day of the week. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to check that out, at The Commercial Break on Instagram.
I love how we've had so many phone numbers, I have to change it on every best of. 212-433-3TCB.
Okay, that's it. That's all I can do. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
I love you, boy.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. We always say, we do say, we must say.
Bye.